Hi, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. Researchers are wanting to get to the bottom of a condition that quickly kills cattle across the country. Bloat is a common condition, but there's a lack of research that's been done about why it occurs and how often. A 15-minute survey has been launched online to get a better idea of what's happening in Australia. To find out a little bit more, I caught up with Charles Sturt University Professor Bruce Allworth.
So bloat is a disease where animals, depending on what feed they're eating, aren't able to burp out the gas, and they build up very quickly. They build up, their gas builds up, and they die very acutely from respiratory distress. And so usually all that a producer sees most commonly with bloat is just a dead animal in the paddock, and it happens very quickly.
How regularly are Australian cattle producers faced with this issue?
Well, that's what the survey that we're doing is all about, is to get us a better feel for that. We've had a lot of reports from producers in southern New South Wales that the last year or two have been particularly bad for bloat. And most producers I've spoken to have had a problem with bloat in the last 12 to 18 months.
And is it just one of those conditions that it can strike at any time, or do we know if it's particularly prevalent, say, during drier conditions than when the season may have been a little bit more favourable?
Yeah, it generally just occurs in when there's a lot of clover or very lush pasture. So that it mostly occurs, it traditionally occurs in late winter, early spring. But we've been seeing that window widen over the last 3 or 4 years to a much broader sort of May through till October in southern Australia.
Do you think that's got anything to do with the warming climate?
Well, possibly. It's to do with the fact that we're getting better clover growth over that period, which may be if we're getting slightly milder winters and getting better growth and prolonged growth over there. So it could be. But what we're trying to do with the work we're doing is actually define this better and see whether what we are being told is really what's happening out there. At the moment, we just don't have any data on how many, when bloat's occurring specifically and how many animals people are losing. We've got lots of anecdotal reports, but no real data.
So tell me where we're at with this research, what you're wanting to find out, and I guess your time frame as well as you conduct the study.
We're trying to capture the 2020 experience by producers. So we'd like them to complete the survey over the next 3 to 4 weeks. And specifically, we're wanting to get the results analysed and back out to producers before what we see is the next bloat season is starting sometime in May or at the latest in June. So that's why we're wanting to get producers engaged now, even though it's not a period where they're expecting to have bloat at the moment. We're wanting to be able to inform producers about what their likely risks are. And we're also wanting to identify a number of producers who we can monitor this coming year in 2021. To get some better information on exactly what conditions result in bloat. For example, whether it's associated with frost, cloudy weather, or those sort of weather conditions and the specific issues that are going on in pastures when they're actually losing animals. If people want to access the bloat survey, they can Google it, but it's also on the Grand Centre website. Emily's put it up there, so CSU Graham Centre website has a link to the survey, and we're just after any cattle producer who's interested, whether or not they've had bloat, to fill in the survey to give us a better idea of what the extent of the problem is.
Charles Sturt University Professor Bruce Allworth there, and a link to that survey can be found with the podcast. Just search into your podcast provider, The Rural News, and also click subscribe if you haven't to keep up to date with the National Rural News. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Hope you have a great afternoon.